When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. I didn't know. See, this is the problem also with recording on a Zoom call is that it'll only pick up one voice at a time. So yes. I can't tell if we're going high, if we're going low. So you guys are actually getting better sound quality than we get when we're actually recording.
And what a gift that is to us all.
I mean, truly.
Truly.
Jesse, how you doing?
Chris, I'm thriving, and you know I am.
And I told you, going home, it'll just put more, I'm telling you, you'll look lighter.
I think I'm feeling lighter.
You'll look brighter.
I'm brighter.
Your skin looks great.
Thank you.
Home is looking good on you.
Home is working for me. I am thriving. I'm walking with my mom every morning. We are power walking through the neighborhood. Watch out.
Watch out. The jealouses are coming.
We're coming. We got, you know, fire to spray. So we're hot and we're ready to rock, if you will. And we're eating organically. So I'm going to melt away.
Wow. I mean, there is just something to be said for being home.
I know. And you said it.
I did. And yeah, I don't want to go back. I'm just going to say it.
I never want to go. I also think it's a middle children's dream, child's dream, that it's just me and my parents. Like, I have their full attention and I am crushing it.
And it's like, do you see what you were missing out on all these years?
I can't believe this. I'm like, I could have been an only child. That's what I've taken away from this time.
I mean, it's been great. I sleep later. I go to bed earlier. I mean,
yes.
It's really just, I have everything I need in my childhood bedroom. I have a little makeup station now. I mean,
oh my God.
I'm set up to rock and roll at all times.
I love that. I truly love that. I feel like, I don't know if I told you that in this room that I am in, the best, I think, bedroom, is a window. And the window looks out on the living room.
Oh, that's an interesting concept.
Because the house was originally smaller, and then the people before us expanded, but they didn't get rid of this window. And that window is such a metaphor for me. I sort of like, I watch, you know what I mean? I'm keeping watch of the house.
You would watch the family.
I'm watching the family. I'm keeping tabs. My mom finds peanut butter. I find peanut butter. I have a sixth sense for that sort of thing.
You walk out and you say, hey, I noticed you found that jar of peanut butter that we were both looking for.
I hear a crinkle from a mile away. I'm like, oh, that a Twinkie? I hear. I can hear it. I can smell it, you know? And that's just who I am.
I mean, and it's nice. This is also what I'm going to say. It's nice to like have your meals with another person.
Oh my God.
I think I had forgot. I didn't realize how lonely I was.
Yeah. I know. My parents, one night my dad was like, pace yourself, because I was like, oh, here's another story. Oh, well, I was just like talking their ear off because I was like, I can't believe that I have someone to talk to.
Right? It's like,
yeah.
People know if you don't wake up in the morning. It's very nice.
People know and people care.
My mom literally texted me yesterday and said, no work today because I slept a little late. But I'm like, you know, I appreciate
that.
Getting a wake-up call.
I also appreciate it was a text. I feel like my family, we're a knock, 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 Jesse type house.
Well, we used to be like that. But now that I work in my room, she's always afraid that she's going to interrupt a phone call or recording, so she'll text and be like, dinner's ready.
I mean, what a dream.
I mean, it's nice. It's nice.
I love it. I really love it.
Last we talked, we had debated dating in our home environment. How are you? Have you done anything?
This is the thing, Chris. I'm one of those people. I like to know, you know, who's out there. What are we up to? Yeah. What do we do here? You know, how's DC dating, if you will?
I bet you could meet a political figure.
Which, in this climate, I go, I'm a little wary. You know what I'm saying?
A little wary, but I do think DC area is like 97% Democrat. So you might be...
Thank God.
You might be meeting the next Barack Obama.
And that I would love for me.
Can you imagine being a first lady?
I think I would thrive.
Oh, same.
Thrive. Because I like the idea of, you know, I have my own little camp. And I like the idea. Honestly, I know that sometimes I don't like the idea of someone telling me what to wear, but I don't mind also if someone said, we picked this outfit out for you. I go, oh my God, thank you so much. I hate picking things.
And it's perfectly fit.
It's tailored to me and matches my husband. What a treat. What are we, a walking Christmas card?
If you hate it, it's on them.
It's on them, exactly. It's not on me. So I could see myself thriving in that role. What would be the thing that you highlight? You know how like Michelle did like obesity.
Yeah, that's not what I would highlight.
I don't even know what Melania does.
She does bullying, ironically.
That is ironic.
What would I do? Maybe like, well, since I'd be the first gay first lady, I feel like I would have to do something in that. So I would do like a pride program.
Yes.
Yeah, where everyone, or like get lip syncing in schools, things like that.
Yes. Yeah, the arts in the schools, 100%.
What would you
like
be?
That a lot. I feel like I could see myself possibly doing, first of all, arts in the schools. I would definitely fight for that. I'm also fighting for education. And I hate to put more on my plate, but I'm fighting for body positivity.
Oh, see, I do like that too. I think we would make a great team as first lady.
I do too. I hate to say that we make our husbands vice president and president.
Oh, that could be fun.
Exactly. And then we say, we've actually already talked this out. We're splitting the first lady role.
Yeah.
And that, and then they'll love it because we'll all be, you know how Obama and Biden ran through the White House?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We would.
And we would be like throwing flowers in front.
Yeah. And we would get, you know, those things you stand on. What are they called?
Yes.
Like the scooters, but you stand.
Yeah.
We would get those to zip around the White House.
100%. We're zipping and zapping.
And we would know everyone's first name, like the cooks and everything. And be like, hey, Shirley, delicious duck confit last night. Yeah. You're making me thick.
You're making me thick and I'm mad at you, but I love you to death. Know that.
That's the kind of first lady I would be.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, God. Now I really wish that I was in a relationship with somebody that could potentially become the president.
I know. Well, I'm on it. I'm on it.
Thanks. Figure that out for both of us.
I'm figuring it out.
In the meantime, should we get to our first little segment?
Let's jump in like a jumper.
Like a first lady into the new White House pool, okay?
That's right.
I'm putting in a huge pool, and it has a attached hot tub and a margarita bar.
Yes.
Okay, it is time for...
It's the embarrassing story of the week.
Should I start?
I think you should start.
All right, I'll start. I think I'm just going to do a couple of like quick embarrassing stories.
I love that.
Today. So, you know, I famously was very weak boned.
Yes.
When I was younger, I would fall a lot.
Yeah.
One time in particular, this was in junior high. So the junior high and the high school are right next to each other.
Yeah.
Where I went to school. Like quarter mile apart, I would say.
Okay.
And so the buses at the end of the day line up at both the junior high, or I think they just line up at the high school. And so if you are in junior high, you have to walk over to the high school at the end of the day.
Okay.
And you have to like cross the soccer court. What is it?
Field.
But you also have to walk on the track. And so I was walking. It was winter. So it was...
Ooh, chilly.
Yeah, I'm frozen.
Oh.
So I was walking. I had some pep in my step, okay? I wanted to get home and watch Saved by the Bell before TBS turned it off. And so I get... I'm walking. And I slip pretty hard. I fly legs up in the air, land on my back, and I've completely knocked the wind out of myself.
Oh.
Okay? And so I'm heaving. And I'm like... And then this girl, very sweet, her name was Brianna, and that was her real name. Sweet, sweet girl. And she comes over and she's like, I'll go get help. And I'm like, no, I'm trying to be like, don't get anyone. I'm so embarrassed.
Don't get anyone.
So I see her running to the school, and I'm like, I have very limited time to get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did. Pulled myself together, ran, got on my bus, ducked down, and then watched through the window as Brianna returned with help personnel.
Well, sure.
And then I watched them proceed to yell at her because they thought she was making it up.
Oh, no.
And I felt terrible, but what was I going to do?
Yeah, it was either you or her.
It was me or her, and it was a lesson for her.
You weren't strong enough. You already taken a hit that day. You can't take two.
I cannot take two. I can't be sitting there. I can't have my parents call and say Chris fell again. You know, at this point, they thought I was on drugs. I was falling
left and right. Oy.
That same, or no, maybe it was in ninth grade. I was walking. So now in high school, when you're walking in, the bus drops you off. You have to walk in the side, like the side stairwell.
Okay.
And it's like pretty big stairwell, I would say, like a couple of islands as you're going up kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the whole school has to walk up this. So I'm walking. I have my binder that's just chock full of papers. And naturally, I slip and fall around the middle of the stairs.
Oh.
And as I fall, I throw my binder up in the air. But none of the papers were like in it correctly.
Oh, wow.
So it just filled the stairwell with all of my papers as the entire school was making their way, and not one person stopped.
Oh, everyone, my God. I was going to say, that's your meet cue.
No, no, no. It was just everything. I didn't hand in any homework that day. Everything was trampled. It was like, oh, another, you know, slushy day where everyone's feet are mud and whatever, which is why I slipped. And I'm bleeding out of my knee. There's papers everywhere that I'm trying to like collect going the reverse way. It was like a salmon going upstream. Trying to get all those papers.
An
embarrassing one. What else did I do? Oh, once I was, so famously when I was like 19, I was still in the closet, 18, 19. And so was this other kid who I worked with. And I secretly was in love with him. I don't know how he felt. He was in the closet as well. We didn't know each other were in the closet, but it was presumed. And it was Christmas. Listen to this. Tell me how romantic Hallmark movie this is.
Okay.
He had texted me and was like, let's go to the diner tonight that's open. There's a diner.
Okay, already romantic. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, a 24-hour, 365 diner that decorates for the holidays.
Oh, my God.
So it was like 11:30 at night. He's like, let's go to this diner, blah, blah. I'll pick you up.
Stop.
So he comes to pick me up, and I walk out my garage door, and I have a driveway that's like, you know, a normal driveway. It's nothing crazy, but it's a bit of a hill, and there was some black ice, so I slipped, and then in slow motion just like went all the way down the driveway and then landed in front of his car that was sitting waiting to pick me up. And we had a little chuckle, and then we went to the diner, and he gave me a Christmas present, a wrapped up Law and Order SVU on DVD.
So he understood you.
He got me. And we had a mighty falling out and have never spoken again. But
a mighty falling out?
Well, here's the thing. He started dating this girl, which obviously I was not happy about. Okay.
Yeah.
He had dated one of my best friends before that, so I couldn't let anything on, but he was dating this other girl named Emily, and we all worked together at the grocery store, but like other employees would have to get their check from customer service, so he and I were customer service, and so she would have to come up and like get checks, and then she knew I didn't like her, so she wouldn't come up to me. It was a whole thing, so I was definitely talking a lot of shit about her.
Yeah, well, you had to.
And I was like, she's terrible, man. Like,
yeah.
Because it was all jealousy. And then when they did eventually break up, that very same day, I texted her to hang out as friends on purpose because I wanted to make him jealous. And it worked because he texted me a lot of terrible things and said, I'm never going to speak to you again. And you know what? He didn't.
Wow.
But now he's a flaming homosexual.
Well, I'm happy for him. And possibly if you reached out now, who knows what, you know, where he is?
I know where he is. He's in a happy relationship not too far from my parents' house that he owns.
Damn it.
He owns his house with his boyfriend. They work in finance, I think. So good for them.
Good for them. That's okay. That's okay. That's okay.
That's good.
It's good for him. I'm happy for him. Ow. Okay. Well, that inspired me. Those stories. And this is a story of a fall, if you will. Mm. So my freshman year of college was cast in this like web series on campus.
Excited. Wow. Good for you. An on-campus web series.
It's true. And it was all improv based and I was ahead of my time. When I look back at the video, sorry, this is a high note, but I was so thin then. You know what I'm saying? I was so thin. And that was thrilling for me. Okay. So I was... And every week we would improvise a lot. So this one, I played like this, girl on a television show who is very vapid and shallow and doesn't do drugs, but wants people to think she's doing drugs.
Ooh, role of a lifetime.
The role of a lifetime. Now, we don't know she's fake doing drugs. In this episode, it's like she's doing cocaine. And I had never done cocaine. Mm. I am very afraid of drugs. So I'm a little prude, if you will. Like in college, multiple times people would tell me, Jesse, what were you doing in the coke room at the party? And I said, the what?
The coke room? I was
the coke,
taking a nap in my coats.
The coke room. I'd be like, the coke room? I just thought everyone was listening to my story hanging on pins and needles, so excited. No, they were snorting cocaine. I just didn't notice it because, you know, I have ADD and I think I'm really on a roll.
In college, I was the same way.
Yeah. So... They were like, so you're going to pretend you're on cocaine. I was like, great. But in my mind, I was like, I don't know what someone who's on cocaine is like. I think he could see it in my eyes because I was like, uh-huh. And he was like, so you're like really wired. I was like, wired. Got it. And he's like, so I want you to come into the scene and trip. And I was like, okay, actually, really great news about me. I'm a physical comedian. I love physical comedy. I love to fake fall. I'm good at tripping. I was like, I'm so good at this. They were like, amazing. Okay. So I'm preparing myself. We like ran through it one time. I like fake tripped. Everyone was like, wow, that really was a great fake trip. I was like, oh, stop it. I know. Okay. So the cameras start rolling. They're like, great, let's fake trip. I come in. Remember, I'm pretending I'm on cocaine, which means, I guess, to me, I've psychologically lost my mind. Okay. So I'm like buzzing like a bee, go to fake trip, actually wipe out on the carpet, full on like nosedive, skid on my knee, and I think I'm going to die. Okay. Now I also land on my pinky, which means that I can't feel my pinky, but I'm also so humiliated that I'm like, just keep going, because what would be worse than everybody being like, are you okay? That would be the worst. So I decide to keep going and continue with the scene. To which case, when they said cut, everyone was like, wait, are you okay? So they knew. And I was like, oh my God, I'm fine. But during the time, I can't feel my pinky. I have like a rug burn on my stomach, my knees. Like I just full on ate it. Actually, I'll figure out where to put this video. I'll put it. I'll put it on our Instagram.
Amazing.
Because they recorded it.
Amazing.
They recorded it. So you can see. I'll show it to you. You see me full on just wipe out. And we did keep going. I was very badly bruised, but I'd like to think I covered it up and no one knew. But not only was it on camera. So afterwards they're like, can you do it again? And I said, I actually,
I'm dying.
I can't. I'm dying and I'm in pain. So we only took the scene from then on of me getting up. Bless them.
That's a good director. But, cares about their actors.
He really did. He cared about me. And I, you know, he told me what cocaine looked like and he told me how to act. And so for that, I do feel blessed. And boy, it's quite a wipeout.
I love a good fall. When I first moved to New York, not first, this was like maybe a year in, but it was my first improv show that I think I was getting paid like $20, you know?
Hello.
And I was like, this is the big time. And it was at like a poetry club in the Lower East Side.
Hell yeah.
And I get there and there's like 50 people there. Okay. That's a lot for an improv
show. Wow, that is a lot.
And the tables and stuff. And the girl, there was like a hostess because it was like a fancy cafe kind of thing. And performances had already began. And she was like, it's $10. And I was like, oh, I'm in the show. And she was like, what? And I was like, I'm in the show. And she was like, what? And I was like, here. And I gave her $10 because I was like so nervous. And so then it comes time for us to perform. It was a small stage. We're walking up the steps. And you know, I step on a shoelace on the top step. And I go down so hard. And there's a girl.
Forward or backwards?
Forward. And there's a girl in front of me who, because it's like six of us or something. Yeah. And I naturally like reach out for help for her. And I can still see her face of like jumping back in disgust and not knowing what to do. And just hit so hard. It was like out of control. It hurt so much. And I could hear the gasp of the audience. So I just like struck a model pose. And I was like, this is what a professional would do. And then I quickly
struck a model pose. Like, I was like, did they clap?
Oh,
did
they clapped. They clapped. And then when I got up, I was like, careful, there's a step there. And you know what? The people liked it.
I love that.
It was horrifying. And I never got paid.
Oh, so you lost 10?
So I ended up losing 10. And then also however much I spent on wine immediately after, because I was like, get me out of here.
That was traumatizing.
It was traumatizing, yeah.
But my hat is off for how you handled it.
Thank you so much. Even in retrospect, I'm like, that was good. Good job.
To strike a pose and then make a joke?
I mean, and then do a flawless 15-minute improv set.
I believe it. I believe it. I wouldn't want to follow the trip.
I mean, no one did.
No one could.
And now I'm always hyper-vigilant about my shoes being tied before I perform.
I get that. I get that. I actually am nervous every single time I go on stage I'm going to fall if I have to go up to it.
Remember Jennifer Lawrence falling when she was accepting her Oscar for Best Actress? Can you imagine such a thing?
I can is the problem.
But I mean, at that point, everyone's like, oh my God, good for her.
I know, she's so lovable.
She's so brave. She's so
relatable. And isn't it true? I mean, I don't know how more people haven't tripped with those long dresses and heels. I'm like, that's a disaster waiting to happen.
My thing with gowns, and I never understand this, why do people wear heels and gowns?
I don't know, to make it look like you're so tall. I have no idea.
You can't see.
I've never worn a floor-length gown, A, because I've never had an occasion, B, because I'm convinced I would absolutely topple myself. And when I trip, hear me when I say this, this is what will happen in my mind. I'm wearing a long dress. I'm probably about to accept an Emmy or Oscar. I go up a stair or walk. I step on my own dress. It rips. Now I'm exposed. It's down below my waist. So it's exposed. I've fallen. And my boobs are out. Like, it couldn't be worse.
I mean, I'm not going to say that couldn't happen, because
I definitely could happen. It 100%
could happen. What I do think is that if we ever get to go on tour for this, we wear gowns.
We'll wear ball gowns. We have to.
I mean, if we're rich, that's the plan. I want to wear Giovanni. I want to, you know.
Absolutely. I'd love a costume change. I want to do like a Hillary Duff. This is what dreams are made of. Like, you grab my ball gown, I twirl, and there's a pantsuit matching underneath. Okay.
That's what we call in the drag world a reveal. Okay.
Oh, I want a reveal.
You know, sometimes when I perform, I do wig reveals. It's iconic.
How do I not know that? Of course I do. You did it in.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
And flawlessly. I believe you did it 2 times flawlessly.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Speaking of flawless, should we do our middle child of the week?
We must.
The middle child of the week.
Okay, so this woman I found out was a middle child, and I was very excited.
I like that.
Okay, because she is an amazing actress, Academy Award winning.
Wow.
Okay, and she has a famous niece.
Oh.
And so she's using her nepotism for good. Yeah. It's Julia Roberts, bitch.
No way.
Can you believe?
I cannot believe.
Now, before we get to the whole thing, her younger sister did die not that long ago, but she technically grew up a middle child still.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm very sorry to hear that, but also, wow.
She's a Pretty Woman? Erin Brockovich?
Tinkerbell?
I mean...
oh my God. Mystic Pizza?
Mystic Pizza. I mean, she gives.
Notting Hill?
What's that other one with Meryl Streep also? You know the one.
You bet. I don't know.
August Osage County.
Oh, okay. Never saw it.
She gives a good monologue, and that's what I'm here for.
I love a mono. Yeah, for sure.
And so to Julia, we salute you, bitch. Okay.
Oh, my God.
And we'll
bitch.
See you at the Oscars. And we'll say,
hell
hey,
yes.
We're middle children, too.
Hey, Julia, we're middles, too.
And she'll say, I know. I can tell because you're stars.
Yeah. Oh, my. She would say
and we'll
that.
Sing, and we'll that's... be saying pfft to the row behind us because we'll be sat in the front row.
That's right.
And we'll be like, listen, to us, you're not a has-been. Okay.
No, to us, you're an always will be.
Yes, exactly.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay. Wow. Speaking of always will be, I'm so good at the transitions today.
Yeah, literally, no one's as good as you.
Thank you so much. Are you ready for?
Born ready.
Okay, guys, you already know, but it is time for
the Hallmark Movie of the Week.
And rave reviews last week. People loved the Olympic episode. How could you not?
They did. I loved it too.
I know, I did too. Actually, it was all of our favorites. I'll say that.
I like when we do them together.
Me too. I think we should do it together today.
Okay, great.
Obsessed with that.
Do you want to start or should I?
I think I started last time.
Okay. I'm having a swig of Red Bull.
I love that. Swig of Red Bull. Honey, this story is going to have wings. Okay?
Okay.
Take us to the top.
I play Nathan.
Nathan.
I know, right?
What a great name.
I play Nathan and...
Who is Nathan?
Nathan grew up on a chicken farm.
Oh.
Yeah. So he grew up on a chicken farm in Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Okay.
Absolutely.
In Wyoming. And so he has always felt a little indifferent about the chickens because he knows it's not natural.
Totally.
Even though it is free range, they're treated well. And it's for the eggs. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he saw Chicken Run as a kid and it really fucked him up.
Oy. Sure.
Even though they didn't eat the hens.
Right.
He knows what was going on.
It didn't look good. It didn't look good.
No, no. And so he always had bigger dreams and aspirations.
Mm.
But his family, alas.
Alas.
Left him the chicken farm. Okay. His parents passed.
Wow.
And his older brother went to Hawaii.
Oh.
And he hadn't seen him in years. He's a surfer. And they just didn't connect.
Yeah.
And he has a twin sister named Marigold, but she's like
Marigold.
She changed her name to Marigold. She's like a hippy dippy who you would be playing is Marigold.
Absolutely.
And so Marigold had left for a while.
Yeah,
she left for about 10 years and she just recently came back and she needs focus and she wants to focus on the chicken farm, but he doesn't know that he wants to be doing this anymore. You know?
Wow.
He was made for more. And that's when one day he was on Instagram, okay? And he's scrolling.
Scrolling,
he's scrolling,
yeah.
And he sees a post
that
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West bought a place in Wyoming.
Oh, my God.
They bought a ranch.
Wow.
And he's thinking, in Wyoming?
In Wyoming?
What are they doing coming to Wyoming?
Why are they here?
But there's a little glimmer of excitement.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
The king and queen are coming to town.
And he's a big Kim K fan.
How could you not be?
I mean, he has a poster of her. He's always really liked Kim K. Marigold is like, who? She doesn't know.
Yeah.
She was living in a van.
Oh, my God. She has no idea. Who?
Exactly. And she's like, what? I don't.
What?
I hate the establishment.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. He's never dated, okay? He's living in rural Wyoming. There's nobody around to date. He has 500 chickens running around.
Right. I mean, my gosh.
He smells like a raw egg, Okay.
Oi.
But so he's looking, he's like, God, this is crazy. He goes back, he's changing the trough, the chicken trough, putting
of
down
course,
the seed.
The trough.
And that's when he gets a notification from Indeed.com, which helps you find jobs. Okay.
Oh.
And it's that someone is looking for a chef.
A chef.
A private chef, which is his passion.
Private.
Okay. He's always loved cooking, obsessed with the Food Network. He's pretty good.
Well, because I'm sure with the chickens, you make amazing chicken, delicious meals.
Oh, amazing egg dishes, you name it.
Egg, yeah.
And he has access to all this organic ingredients.
Mm.
And so he's like, you know what? I'm going to do something for Nathan.
Yeah.
And I'm going to reply to this ad.
Smart.
And he does. And he gets the address and he goes and there's a big gate.
Big gate.
I mean.
In Wyoming?
In Wyoming. It's a huge gate of this.
Yeah.
25 acre.
Wow.
I mean, crazy. Okay. And he sees on the gold emblem on the gate.
Sure.
KK.
No.
And he's like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
And then Marigold takes over.
Oh, am I with you?
I mean, you can take over. Marigold is okay. Is wherever
she's
you want
her
to be.
She's back at the farm. Well, she's wherever. Okay. So Nathan, you know, they're like, who goes there? It's very high security there.
Through an intercom.
And so he's like.
And they have to say hark and they have to be perfectly in pitch.
Yeah. And so Nathan's like, it's Nathan. I'm here for the chef position. Then the gates open and Nathan's like, okay, wow, this is a lot more pressure than I thought. He pulls up. I mean, it's a good mile. What do you call it? Driveway to the mansion.
Yeah.
Okay. You get to the mansion.
And he sees a fleet of golf carts and he's like, wow, nobody could come pick me up.
No one could pick me up from the thing. I mean, my God, this driveway is a little rocky.
And
so he
has
gets
his bag
out.
Of ingredients also.
Oh, they told you come ready.
They didn't tell
go.
Him. But he came ready.
Oh, that's smart. And you actually have on a belt. You call it your belt of seasonings. Okay.
Oh my God.
You've got seasonings all around your belt. You really lift it. You have a joke about it. You go six pack, not when you need, when you got a seasons pack. And so that's like a little joke you say in the kitchen, you know, and people love it. So you get out and there is a butler. Mm. Okay. And this butler, I mean, 6'2", 6'3".
Wow, a 6'3" butler. It's not every day.
And he's got a British accent. He's like, hello. Ugh. And you're like, a British accent in Wyoming? And he says, hello, my name is Peter.
Ooh.
And I'm the butler for the Kanye.
For the West Kardashians.
For the West Kardashians. Please come in. And you're like, hello. Should I bring the car? And then she snaps his fingers and a guy valets your car somewhere else. And you're like, oh, okay, do I get a ticket? And they're like, you're the only one here. And you're like, got it. Okay. I'll just find you again, Peter. And he's like, absolutely, Nathan. You're like, I didn't tell you my name yet. But he's like, we were expecting you. Which a part of you goes, that reminds me of a horror movie when someone says we were expecting you. Mm-hmm. But he's so loving with the way he says it. You're like, if this is a scary movie, count me in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nathan takes one look around at the house and he's like, if I'm gonna get slaughtered, this might as well be the place.
It might as well be here. So you come into the house, there is a huge foyer. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're looking around, white tiles everywhere, a grand white staircase that really there's one that goes up and one that goes down.
Oh, wow.
You can't take the one up down. You have one that goes up
like
and one
escalator.
That goes down.
You don't even know it, but it's
exactly.
An escalator.
And just like Fiddler on the Roof, one that leads to nowhere at all. It's just a staircase. It just is for wealthy people.
Amen.
Okay. It goes to the roof. Amen to that. So you come in, you're looking around. You look to your left. Oh, there's Kanye. No, it's a shadow. It goes away. Kanye is a whiff.
Shit.
He's a whiff. He's whoosh. You can't find him. And then Kim's like, Nathan, a woman. Some would say there's like a light behind her. She sort of glows. She's got a tight pony.
And you know
pony.
She's a middle child.
Oh my God.
Saying.
Absolutely. She's wearing Skims head to toe, as you would, the white set. Okay. And you go, wow, you really look like an angel. And then from behind her, Northwest steps out. She was holding a flashlight. That's her job right now. Okay. And she takes it very seriously. And so Kim's like, welcome to our home. We're looking for a chef. And you say, I am that chef.
Order up.
And
the chef's arrived.
And so Northwest, she looks at Northwest. Northwest looks at her. Kim's like, okay, why don't you make me grilled chicken? Put a little fun seasoning on it. And then Northwest says, and for me, I'd like steak tartare. Oh. I'd like a side of something really hard to make.
A fresh beet salad, but beets are out of season.
So it's a trick. Northwest, listen, she's not messing around. That no. little gal, she's the flashlight queen, and she's also, you know, she's got a little sass.
She's got Kris Jenner blood in her, so exactly. She knows what she wants.
She's like, prove it to me. So you're like, all right, I'll be right on it. Peter leads you to the kitchen. There, he's like, is there anything else you need? There's everything you've ever wanted ever in a kitchen. I mean, you name it, they've got it. And it's a white kitchen. Everything is white. This is just the back kitchen. This is just the chef's kitchen. This isn't even the kitchen that the family goes to. Mm. And you go, I'll be fine. Thank you so much. All of a sudden you hear a little pitter patter. Step, 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 step. You look over. Is it Kanye? Maybe a whiff, he goes away, okay? And Northwest comes out. And she goes, can you handle a little pressure in the kitchen? Because I'll be watching the whole time.
And I say,
yeah, you take over.
I say, yeah, yes, North. And she says, what the fuck did you just call me? And I say, Miss West.
Yeah.
And she said, exactly, Miss West.
Wow.
Better hop on that steak tartare because mama likes it real raw. And I'm like, okay, no problem. And so I go to the fridge, I pull out steak, and she goes, no, 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 no. I only eat fresh, organic steak tartare. And I'm like, okay, I don't really, okay. I mean, it looks pretty fresh to me. And she pulls up a blind, okay, the blinds, and reveals a field full of cows.
Oh my God.
And she says, better pick which one. And I'm like, wow. You want me to slaughter a cow? And she's like, I said fresh, I said organic. What did you think? You were going to Courtney's house?
Ooh.
And I'm like, bitch, that's good, but you are really terrifying me.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, we were expecting you. I'll give you a little bit. And then she turns and I'm like, okay, maybe this is a horror movie. Maybe they are part of the Illuminati. Kanye West might not even actually exist.
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on. So I call and she turns around and she's like, and don't forget the beets. And I'm like,
oh yeah.
Mm. I'm like, yeah, actually I was thinking maybe doing an asparagus or something because beets are really out of season.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, I want fresh beets with fresh goat cheese, and you figure it the fuck out.
The language of that child for the age she is. Oof.
Oh, she runs the house.
Yeah.
And I say, fresh goat cheese as well. And she's like, you'll find the goats in the back. And I'm like,
okay. And
I'm
wow.
I'm like, how long? Like, are you hungry? Because this is going to take a long time. And she's like, I had a snack pack. I'll be fine.
Oh.
And so I'm like, okay. Here we go. And so I go out. I go out and I'm like, how am I supposed to kill a cow with my bare hands? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that. And so I take out my cell phone and I call you and I'm like,
oh,
I need fresh beets. Okay.
Okay.
And Marigolds is the type of person that knows where to get beets. Okay.
Yeah, where the vegetables
are. Where to
are.
Get the fresh beets and all of that. And she says, no problem. And I'm like, it has to be fresh beets. I need you to take it to this address. It's a whole thing. So she goes, okay. She's gone. We come back. Okay. We go on a commercial break. It's Hallmark. So we go on commercial break. We come back.
Wait, let's do the commercials real quick.
Oh, okay. So there's one for osteoporosis.
Yeah, there's one for like Activia yogurt. We're like, are you an older woman who
has a little trouble
going poopy? Yeah. Well, try this yogurt and you'll shit your brains out.
There's one for Dr. Pepper starring Justin Guarini. There's one for another Hallmark movie.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. Maybe for the hockey movie.
Maybe for the hockey movie. It's coming out.
Yeah.
And then I think we get back to the show.
And then we're back to the show. Okay, thank you so much. I just wanted to know what the commercials were.
Okay, so we're back to the show, and I'm like hanging off of a cow trying to strangle it. And it's like, I mean, it's just not doing what it needs to do. And as I'm hanging off of the cow, and the cow's just mooing, and I'm like,
oh,
my God, you make me feel bad for you. And I make a little chuckle, and then I hear a shot, the cow drops. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. And you're standing there, and I'm like, Marigold, what the fuck are you doing? And you're like, I ran into Kim. I had a feeling I'd find you back here. And I'm like, why do you have a shotgun? And you were like, there was one right over there. What did you think? You're slaughtering cows by hand? And I'm like, no, that's stupid.
That's stupid. I would never think that.
And then I start crying because I'm like, I don't know how to slaughter a cow. I'm freaking out, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, she's fucking 9 years old, okay? She's not going to know.
Yeah.
We'll trick her.
I like that.
I'll say that I'm your assistant and I'll trick her.
Mm.
And I say, okay, cool. And so we're walking, and that's when all of a sudden this man who looks familiar to both of us, but we can't really pinpoint it, is in front of you, and he says, oh, hi. And you're like, oh, hi.
Hi.
And he's cute, charming, if you will. Yeah. He has amazing socks on. It's a whole thing.
Wow.
And you say, I'm Marigold. And he says, oh, I'm Rob. And it's Rob Kardashian. And I'm like, oh my God, this is where Rob has been the whole time.
It's been in Wyoming, of course.
And he says, what are you doing out here? And
right.
And we're like, we're auditioning to be chefs.
Yep.
And he says, in the house? We say, yeah, in the house. And he says, you should not be in the house. And we're like, what? And he's like, I'm warning you. You should not be in the house. And I'm like, wait, Rob, where do you live? And he's like, I live in the barn. And I'm like, of course you live in the barn.
Of course you do.
And you two have a connection, okay?
Yeah.
There's something going on.
I have a very Adrian Bylar vibe from 3LW.
Exactly. And you have a bunch of beats in your hand. And he's like, oh, she's doing the old beat trick again, huh?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but we found some. And he was like, she'll always find a reason. And I'm like, a reason for what? And he's like,
yeah,
nothing. And so we go back in the house, and that's when the butler says, you shouldn't come in here. And I'm like,
oh,
I'm like, you know that I have to come in here. This is my big audition. And he's like, I can't let you do this. And I'm like, everyone's being crazy. Okay. I'm going in and I'm going to make a delicious steak tartare, beet confit salad, and some plain grilled chicken for Kim. And he says, Kim is not who you have to worry about. And I'm like, well, I haven't even seen Kanye. And he was like, nobody has. And I'm like, okay, this is starting to get a little bit freaky.
It's feeling a little freaky.
And I'm like, Marigold, come on, you're helping me.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go in, we start slicing the beets. Okay, we're cooking up a storm. North is nowhere to be seen, so we're just slicing up steak really thin. She's not going to know the difference. But that's when you're slicing a beet, and all of a sudden I scream. You look over, and she has smashed my head into the table and picked it back up and said, I said, fresh fucking beets. And you say, these are the freshest beets you can
get. Wait, who's she? Who's
North.
She? Nor
she dropped out of the sky. Okay, she appeared like a maid in the mist,
and she slammed her head into the
counter. And I'm like, "What?
Oh
the
my god!"
And she's like, "Who's this bitch to you?"
The language on this child,
and you know, the skin on all the Kardashians is just perfect, children included.
Absolutely.
And so even when I'm looking, I'm like, "Your skin is just like smooth as
it's just flawless."
Angels.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, we use a little thing called human blood, and it maintains our beauty. And I'm like, okay.
I sense a problem.
And you're like, I think I should be hitting the old dusty trail.
The old dusty trail.
And she hits
a
button and the door slams. You take over.
No. Oh, and the door slams. And I'm like, I guess I'll be taking another exit. And that's just a laugh for the audience, tip of the hat. And so all of a sudden, blackout. Not only is it a blackout for us, it's the audience too. When we and the audience come to, we're in a basement. A basement where we are tied to circle wooden boards, okay?
KKW collection.
That's right. In our arms are like IVs draining our blood. And we're both like, first of all, I'm needle phobic. So I'm like, tell me there's not a needle in my arm.
I'm like, I could tell you, but I'd be lying. Yeah.
And, you know, I've been hippie. I've been in a hippie camp. So like I was talking like this, like the whole time. Guess what? That charade has hit the hay. OK, because I'm like, listen to me. I will fucking flip. I don't even know if I ever lived in New York, but I got an accent. And I'm ready to use. I'm like, listen to me, you little piece of shit.
And I'm like, what is that accent? And you're like, was never a hippie. OK, I've been in New York selling. Yeah. Cocaine for the past 7
cocaine,
years.
Let me just do that. My God, you actually thought I was a hippie? That's on you. So you and I are a little bit in a tiff. We look over to our left. Scott Disick we've all been like, what's happening to him? He's struggling big time. Well, guess what? They're draining him of his freaking blood.
Oh my God. And
okay?
Food God is next to him.
That's right. Everyone's being drained. Everyone's being drained. And we look up to see what is happening, and there she is, north frickin' west,
and she's suddenly wearing a gold crown and a cape more expensive than maybe the whole house.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm the oldest, my parents do whatever it is I tell them. And we're like, well, we know that's true.
And Saint is behind her and is like, ugh. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I know.
You know, I'm just here for the ride.
Oh, poor little Saint. So we're like, okay, well, we are twins. First of all, that's really fun. We're twins. Second of all, we got a farm that we work with. There's a lot of animals that depend on us. I'm talking 500 chickens.
Like, you want to pet a chicken, Northy?
Yeah, Northy, you want to pet a chicken? She's like, yeah, I'd love that. All of a sudden, she presses a dial on this controller, and you're like, ah, you've been electrocuted.
And she's like, you want to pet a chicken, you little bitch?
Yeah, we're like, the language is really something that, where are your parents right now? And she's like, parents?
They're at the Grammys.
Yeah, they're like, those were holograms. Those were holograms. Hence, Kanye's wasn't really working. That was a glitch. We're like, okay,
he wouldn't sit long enough for the actual hologram to be made. So we had to go with a
right
partially finished hologram. But yeah, we haven't seen them for real in probably a couple years.
So we're like, okay. She's like, this is how it's gonna go down tonight. I'm gonna drain you both of all of your blood. And then just like Scott Disick, I'll make a hologram of you that will be a shell of who you were, and you'll slowly ruin every relationship you had and turn to alcohol. And we're like, okay. We're like, is there an option B? And she's like, no, bitch. You little cunt.
Yeah, she's like,
she calls me a cunt.
She said there is an option B and an option C. It's option bitch and option cunt, and that's both of you.
Yeah. And we're both like, I just feel like this is aggressive, but, you know, I'm not sure what to do at this point. So North leaves. She turns the light off. You and I are like, you know, just quiet. And all of a sudden we hear. Ooh. Okay. We hear a little. Ooh. So naturally we respond back with.
Ooh.
Yes, good. And then she mimics us. So it's ooh. And out of the darkness, we see little Saint. Little Saint, come on forward. And we go, Saint. And she says,
isn't Saint a boy?
Yep. Who's the middle?
There's two now because there's four kids.
Because there's four kids.
So Chicago and Saint. Chicago's a girl, Saint is a boy. They're the two middles.
Okay, got it. So we say, ooh, all of a sudden we see Saint and Chicago, the two middles, step out of the shadows. And we're like, it's almost a mirror of us, you know? It's like a brother, sister, and then it's me and you, brother, sister. And they step forward and they go, we're scared of North too. And we go, rightfully so. That girl is crazy. Okay. She's got as tied up as you can see, as well as the fact she got a potty mouth. Do your parents not care about cursing? Yeah. And they're like,
and we say, we saw Aunt Chloe's new face. That makes so much sense now. It was a hologram. And they're like, no, actually, Coco is real. She's the only one that's real.
Yeah, she doesn't fall for Northwest tricks. So we're like, okay, cool. What's the plan? And they go, we have a plan. Just stick with us. Do you want to take over?
And we say, okay. I mean, it's a little tough to put our hands in yours, but we'll do it.
We don't have too many options.
And so they untie us. They take out our needles. Okay.
Thank God.
And I say, you know, I really have learned a lesson here that I don't want this fame and fortune. I was happy at the chicken farm. Yeah. And you say, can we talk about this after? I mean, it's not a good time.
Not a great time.
So they start taking us through this majestic tunnel. Okay. It goes under. I mean, it's as nice as the house. It's beautiful. Wow. And I say, what is this tunnel even for? And she's like, Mom, when she comes, doesn't like walking outside. So she comes down here, does her power, walks inside.
Oh, I respect that.
And I'm like, okay, cool. And so we go. And then that's when we hear North. We hear the pitter patter of size, you know, kids four Manolo Blahniks chasing after us. And I'm like, those are size 4 Manolo Blahniks. I can hear them coming. we gotta run.
We gotta book it.
And so we're running, and they say, there's no point in running. This is where we have to leave you. Just run as far as you can to the end of the tunnel. And they run back. They're not trying to get hurt.
Right, of course.
And we're running. We hear the steps getting closer and closer. And that's when all of a sudden we feel arms on both of us. We get pulled in from the side, and we breathe. We don't know who's holding us. They cover our mouths so that we don't scream, but we hear North run down the hall. She's confused. She doesn't know where we went.
Yeah.
So we hear her turning around, and she's like, God damn it. And she goes back.
Yeah.
And you say in your head, that little girl's mouth is out of control.
That mouth is crazy. Yeah.
And then we hear, don't scream. And he takes his hand off, and it's the butler.
Peter.
And I'm like, oh my God, Peter, thank God.
Oh.
And then you turn up and you hear, sup, and it's Rob.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And it's a beautiful room we're in. Okay. I mean, it's like a complete underground mansion.
Oh my God.
And I say, where are we? And Rob says, the barn. And I'm like, wow.
Wow.
And he's like, you thought I lived in the actual barn. I meant like underneath. I had a lair. And I'm like, oh, I
can tell. Course.
Yeah, there's just a huge pile of unsold stock inventory from his business. And you think in your head, I'm going to get fucked in that pile of socks.
I'm getting fucked in a pile of socks if it's the last thing I do.
And you think it. And then I say, have you ever fucked in those socks? And he's like, no one's ever really been down here. And we both are suddenly brought back to, we are with Rob, and it's sad, you know.
And it is sad, yeah.
But he's really charming. And so I'm like, what is going on here? And that's when the butler says, I've been trapped here for years, okay?
They
take people, they use their blood, and they put it on their faces. And that's how they have such amazing skin.
Oh my God.
And we're like, whoa, this is fucking nutso.
Yeah.
And he's like, she doesn't know about this. She doesn't even know Rob's here.
Who?
North. He's like, North doesn't know that Rob's here. Like, this is all secret. So as long as we're in here, we're safe.
Wow.
And I'm like, so how do we get out? And he's like,
how do we get out?
We don't. And I'm like, so we just live in this barn basement,
layer,
as fancy as it might be. Right. I mean, don't take a I'm loving the Pottery Barn everywhere.
Love the Pottery
Barn.
Very
well decorated. The kitchen is some West Elm, stunning. Okay.
If I'm not wrong. Yes. Yeah.
Is that a handcrafted island?
Wow.
And Rob is like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Chris knows about it. She sends things down
of
here.
Of course.
This is where Chris she designed. Actually put me.
Yeah.
Years ago. And we're like, okay, great. So how do we get out of here?
Yeah.
And then the butler is like, well, there's one passageway.
Oh.
We would have to run for our lives. If she finds us, all four of us are dead. And Rob is like, I don't know if I can, because the only thing better than human blood is Kardashian blood. They want my blood.
They want it.
To make me younger, them younger. Of course. And I'm like, I find that very hard to believe, Rob.
Well,
and he's like, could you stop throwing shade? I'm trying to save you.
And the fact that Northwest is trying to look younger is very sick.
Well, hers is preventative.
It's very preventative.
It's like when a 19-year-old girl gets Botox because it's preventative.
Sure, sure, sure.
And we're like, you're going to look fucked up when she's like 25 and she's like, have you seen Kylie? Okay.
Yeah.
And we're like, that's actually kind of fair and true. I can't believe nobody has figured this out before.
Yeah.
And the butler and Rob both say, we've discussed this before we were saving you. We need this to be worth our while if we try to save you. And we're like, what? Like a sex thing?
Is it sex?
I'm already getting on my knees. I'm like, okay. I would have done it for free, but if you're offering to save me and you're tying socks around your knees like like cushions when you're out.
Absolutely.
Digging in the flower garden so that your knees
not
don't
our
hurt.
First time. Here we go.
And they're like, no, stand up, stand up. And we're like, oh, sorry. We just assumed.
Yeah.
And he's like, we have nowhere to go after here because they're going to know we're missing. And we're like, well, this is lame, but we run a chicken farm.
Yeah.
And they go off. They both love chickens.
They love them.
And that's when the chemistry really starts building with us. Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
So some time passes. You know, we're watching TV. We're catching up. Next thing you know, I'm asleep. You and Rob are up alone. There's a very not speaking, but there's a scene where you two make love.
Wow. On the socks?
On the socks.
Hello.
And I wake up and hear it. And so I go into another room and I go in the other room and there's the butler's in there and then we make love.
Wow.
And I'm like, is it weird that I know my sister's getting plowed and then I'm also in here getting plowed?
And Peter's like, not at all.
And I'm like, wow, Peter, I probably shouldn't have said that out loud.
Yeah.
And so then we hear North banging all of a sudden. And we're like, what the fuck is that? And he's like, no, do you? And he looks at the pants I had come in with and he pulls a piece of steak out of my chef's apron I had on. And he's like, she can sniff it out.
Oh, my God.
She loves steak tartare. She can sniff it out. She found us.
Oh, my God.
And so they say it's time to make a break for it. And we go to hit the tunnel, the other tunnel that takes us
tunnel,
outside.
Yeah.
Do you want to want to take her home?
Oh, yeah, here we go. So you and I and Peter and Rob hit that fucking tunnel. So first thing that happens is you wipe out immediately.
And trip you at the same time.
Yeah, so we both go tumbling down. I actually hit my head. I'm out. I'm unconscious.
And I say, grab her by the hair and run.
So Rob throws me over his shoulder like a true damsel that I am and carries me, and Peter wraps his arm around your waist and you put your arm like over his shoulder to help you because you've got very weak bones in this. Nathan does. And so
and I look up and I say, Boniva for osteoporosis. Yeah. And it's a little shameless plug
branded deal that we got, which is huge. So I'm unconscious, but Rob's running, you're limping but running, Peter's running, and then all of a sudden we're almost at the end of the tunnel, but North is standing at the exit, and she says, over my dead body do all four of you leave. I could either A, kill you all, B, let three go and one stay, C, kill you all again.
I'm like, wow, this little bitch is insane.
Absolutely. And she says D, and she starts spewing out curse words that I won't even say right now because I'd never heard them before that day.
And they are nonsensical. I mean, she's just yelling them at random. And we're like, she is absolutely 11. So,
and at on Hallmark, it's just a beep, 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 beep. And we're like, what? So we're like, and Rob says, I'll stay.
And I say, great. We'll see you later.
I come to at this moment. I go, what? I fall right back into my hippie fry. You know, I forgot what's happened.
I'm like,
I have amnesia.
God, you loved it.
And I go, what? It's very fry-y. And I go, Rob Kardashian, you can't stay. And he goes, I have to. It's either that or we all die. And so,
and I think, and then Marigold says, what about plan E? And Nora says, what's plan E? And you say,
plan E.
This is plan E. And you take the hunk of steak in my thing.
That's right.
And you throw it at her.
Chuck it at her right in her face.
And you say, dinner served.
Bitch. And I say, bitch, and I don't curse. But I say, because she's been cursing so much at us.
And she immediately bursts into tears because she's 10. And now she's been hit in the face with a heavy steak. And we're like, oh my God, run.
Oops. Yeah.
Run. So we run and she's still crying. And we're like, oh my God, she's a kid. We probably shouldn't have hit her with steak.
She is a kid. She is a kid. This was a game. Was this a game to her?
And then she says it's not a fucking game. And she whips out some weapons and starts charging us. But we run and we bust out of the end of the tunnel. And we're on the other side of Kardashian West Manor.
Love that.
And she can't follow us off the property.
Oh, thank God.
She has she's not allowed.
Invisible. She has an invisible anklet.
Yeah.
Sort of like a dog that shocks you a little bit.
Precisely. And we get out and we say, okay, well, thanks, guys. Give us a call.
Thank you. Yeah, bye.
And they say, wait.
What?
We thought we were coming to stay on the chicken farm.
Oh.
And we're like, and so as we say, the camera pans up, okay?
Okay.
Up to look at the sun in the sky and then pans back down and it is now winter in Wyoming, okay?
Winter in Wyoming, okay.
And it pans down and it's back on Kardashian West Manor and it's caution tape wrapped all around it.
Oh my God.
Okay. And then cut to you and I are sitting in our living room and we're watching the news and it's saying that they found a bunch of celebrities with their blood drained at Kardashian West Manor. And we're like, I can't believe they finally got caught. And then we hear who got caught and Rob comes around the corner with a baby. And you say, it looks like the jig is up, honey.
Wow.
And then everyone's like, oh no. I guess Nathan ended up alone. But then that's when I say, Nathan.
That's your name.
Yeah. And I say, Nathan.
Peter.
It was a time when I started going through a phase where I referred to myself in third person. And I say, Nathan's never been happier.
Yeah.
And then we hear the butler does not like when Nathan talks in third person and he comes out and we're on the corner and we have a giggle.
That's so funny of Peter.
And then we all are giggling and credits roll and the movie is called Follow Your Own North Star.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. What a horror.
And the thing is, all the Kardashians played themselves in the movie.
That's the best part. It's really star-studded.
And so we did end up actually becoming friends with them.
Yeah, we did. We really did. And Northwest is actually a very sweet child, you know?
And a very talented child.
Very talented. When she runs in
and you actually ended up with Rob.
That's the really crazy part, you know? really, really crazy. But we did.
Wow.
We ended up together, which is adorable.
That was...
stunning.
That was great.
That was really fun.
I mean, okay. Jesse, you ready for our final segment?
You better take it home.
You guys, it's time for a little segment we like to call... Okay, this is coming from someone named Arado Lovelake is the name.
Ah.
Have you ever heard of a more beautiful last name?
I never have.
That's Lovelake?
That's a great... It's Lovely or Lovelake?
Lovelake.
I love that.
Okay, it says, I had no idea how much I needed this in my life.
Oh.
A lot of people don't. I have been obsessively listening to this podcast and cry from laughing every time.
Aww.
Thank you both for this wonderful gift every week. I joined the Patreon because once a week is just not enough.
Oh!
I mean...
what a hero.
I think we're going to call this person by their last name, Lovelake.
Lovelake. Obsessed with that.
And Lovelake is the kind of person who says, if you say, can I borrow $5? They say, here, take a 20.
Yeah.
So you feel safe.
So you feel safe and never, ever return it. Love you to death. Lovelake is the kind of woman, first of all, when she laughs, let me tell you something. She, mascara is streaming. And it
fills a room.
Oh my God. It's such a fun belly laugh. And she does like a, you know, like she's known for that laugh. And oh boy, do we love that laugh. Who doesn't? Everybody comes far and wide and they go, did you make Lovelake laugh? And they go, I got a chuckle, but I didn't get the full Lovelake. And when people say the full Lovelake, that means the, laugh.
She's the type of person you want if you have to do a showcase,
yes.
Okay, and you're auditioning and they say, bring some friends. Mm. You say, I'm bringing my friend Lovelake because she laughs so hard. They're going to think I am the next, I'm the next...
Is Cecily Strong.
Julia Roberts. Yeah,
absolutely.
Cecily Strong, yeah.
Absolutely. She's a secret weapon.
She's a secret weapon and she's an icon and we love her.
We love her. Obsessed with her. What a sweet review. Oh my God, you guys, thank you so much for writing reviews. We do read them all. We love them. So keep them coming.
We love them all. And if, like Lovelake, you're like, I wish that there was more that I could listen to.
Yeah.
Then, like Lovelake, you say, I'm going to join the Patreon.
Yeah, I'm going to join that Patreon. Yes.
And you go simply to patreon.com/middlechildren. And you say, subscribe? I think so.
And fun fact, if you want to keep the conversation going, you can join the Facebook group, Stuck in the Middle. And you can follow us on Instagram at Middle Children Podcast, where we'll be dropping some fun content, maybe some behind the scenes. You never know with us.
Yeah, some memes. Listen, we'll do whatever the fuck we want because it's ours.
That's absolutely
right. And
that
is the fun of it.
Yeah.
So until then, we... think you're all just the fucking best.
Yeah.
Okay. You are our North Star.
Ugh. Ain't it the truth? We love ya. Bye bye.
Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.